Fans of local music in Skagway may know Zach Hudson as a member of the band Dunch, like dinner and lunch slammed together. He says they have hardly played any live music since the pandemic began. Instead, he has been keeping busy with their recordings. That's when he started looking into cutting his own records.
Yeah, mostly we just didn't want to like send the music off to anybody to get records made and have them like mess it up or make it quiet. And that's what they pretty much requested any time, was to like turn it down or take the mids out.
He started reading up on the internet, scouring forums for info. After looking around for the right equipment, Hudson eventually found someone in Phoenix, Arizona, who restored record-cutting lathes. After some back and forth, he shipped a machine up to Skagway.
This is the Presto 6N. This guy's from 1951, and it was the industry standard for radio stations to do like their ad copy weird like mix-ins and stuff during the time, and they could make it seamlessly flow with the fidelity of the records that they were playing.
It kind of looks like a bulky record player with a thick metal arm on top. Hudson used the 1947 book, How to Make Good Recordings, as a guide for learning how to use the lathe.
So it was for like the people that had lathes in their home that they could record off the radio. So it explained it to like 1940s and 50s like parents and stuff that were just like sitting around, and put it in their terms. And that was great, because every other thing I read about it pretty much makes my eyes glaze over.
His cuts got more consistent after some practice, and he decided to offer record cutting services to anyone who needed them. He's able to take pretty much any digital audio file and transfer it to a record. In addition to Dunch's music, Hudson has cut an acoustic album that a local musician made for his sister in the lower 48. The whole thing was recorded using an iPhone.
I got no minimum. I'll do two records for somebody. I don't really care. It's a learning experience every time I jump genres or, you know, get my hands on a file that's less savory than I would want and stuff. So it's like, I really don't mind just experimenting with people.
He says the most limiting factor is that he can only record in mono right now. That means the left and right channels will have the same sound coming out. But Hudson says the records he produces have a special sound.
I feel like if the people are accustomed to hearing like old 45s and like the tin can voice or whatever, then they'll be stoked on it. It feels real, feels legitimate, and sounds old.
Down the line, he has plans to establish a record label called Wabba Wamp and work with local bands, White Horse musicians, and artists from the lower 48. For now, people who are interested in getting a record cut can email him at hudsonluthery@gmail.com. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.